Just time to see what says in today's newspapers now with Ronan Kelly.
Thanks, Maggie. The Examiner has a few State of the Nation stories today. In its business pages, it reports that construction activity is down for the second successive month. The paper says business conditions in the construction sector remain subdued. On its front page, the Examiner reports that the plug has been pulled on accommodation for asylum seekers in a building in Cork City. The government was repurposing former office space into apartments, but other residents in the building claimed that the renovation is contrary to regulations and building work is now stopped. The Department of Justice says it's no longer interested in the building. And the Examiner carries the story, which appears in all the other papers, that the number of personal injury claims has fallen. The Mirror says they've gone down by 45% in the past year following the introduction of new guidelines from the Judicial Council. But the Mail says that the same Judicial Council has also recommended that payments for successful claims should be increased to allow for inflation. Right to be forgotten is a term we've heard about in relation to social media, but now the government is bringing in a bill that relates it to cancer treatment. According to The Star, the new bill will allow people who've survived cancer to be treated just like everyone else when accessing financial products such as mortgages and health insurance. There's a bit of a theme of retirement in the papers this morning. The Echo front page reports that the number of GPs about to retire in Cork and Kerry is much higher than what the HSE are saying. The paper says between 60 and 80 GPs will retire in the region in the next 5 years. The College of General Practitioners has said that these retirements will put services at risk if there's no viable replacements. They say that there are about 1,000 GPs in training at the moment, but they face barriers such as the housing crisis and the cost of commercial premises. Still on retirement, The Star quotes Brian Dobson speaking to the RTE Guide about his decision to give up work. He says the freedom is intoxicating. A few pages over, the paper reports that newly retired Joe Duffy is now doing ads for a supermarket. And a few pages over again, The Star reports that Barack Obama is due to appear at an In Conversation event in the Three Arena in Dublin. The Sun tells us that if you want a chance to get a picture of Barack Obama with you, it'll cost €2,000. And another sit-down chat with a famous man, retired sort of, took place with Roy Keane in Cork last night. The Examiner reports that he revealed one way he makes decisions. He was asked to be a pundit, so he looked at his horoscope for that day and it read, "You can't keep saying no to things." Kirsty Blake Knox in The Independent, though, did say no to the dress. She writes that she tried to emulate the stars by squeezing into a bandage dress in a fitting room in a shop lately. She says that by the time she wrestled herself into it, she looked nothing like the celebs. Her hair was a static ball, she was sweating, and she couldn't do pretty important things like sitting down or moving her legs.
Life's too short for that, Kirsty. Thank you very much, Ronan. It's 8:10.